Just back in Oakland for a minute. Were you like when you were still like a teenager? Were you going down to joints in Oakland and stuff like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I used to go down to Slim Jenkins Corner and all these places. Sometimes I'd go in these clubs down there. I'd be the only white guy in the club.
Yeah.
And, but it was great. I'd go and listen to rhythm and blues bands or jazz bands, whatever was available. And then sometimes I'd go out to El Cerrito and listen to Dixieland out there because they had Lou Waters and the Yerba Buena Jazz Band. I'd go out there and listen to them. And then on the way back, there was a record store that just did jazz only.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, just nothing but jazz. And so then and just going into a record store and listening to records, I got turned on to Charlie Ventura and those kind of people. And that was the easy bop, you know, you get in. Yeah. I think Jackie Kane and Roy Carell were on those records. But yeah. It was sort of easy bebop, and so I got into that, and then gradually came up to speed on Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, and Bud Powell, and all those guys.
Yeah, you told me once you saw a Dizzy Gillespie large group do Manteca, which must have been
It was great. It was great. Yeah, and Dizzy Gillespie used to do Lemon Drop. Which was a song, and then Woody Herman recorded it, and Woody Herman did a spectacular recording of that too. But yeah, I went to San Francisco. In fact, I took a date, a girl that I knew, and I was probably boring to these to her because I always wanted to go listen to music anyway. But we drove all the way to San Francisco, no freeways in those days, but across the bridge, and we got there, and we went to see Dizzy Gillespie, and he had about a 16, 18-piece band, and they were swinging right along, and they did Manteca, which is was one of their signature tunes, but he did Lemon Drop, he did all that bop stuff, and he was really full of energy and stuff, and I didn't know him then. I got to know him in later years, but I didn't know him, but I liked it, and the singer was Johnny Hartman.
Oh, wow.
And Johnny Hartman sitting there, a guy singing very quietly, very subdued. And then they said, now it's time for a ballad. And the band would sort of simmer down. And then this guy gets up, and this guy has this magnificent voice. And the girl as we started going, oh, my God. You know, so, that guy's nice. And singers would do a couple numbers and then they'd get off, and the bands were the stars then. The musicians were all the stars, band singers. And I guess that's why Doris Day and Peggy Lee and all those band singers of the 40s, why they were so good is they just went out every night. They were with the bands and they were with musicians, and they learned the musical part of it as well.
Yeah.
And then I came from... We went back from there, and then let's see. Then the next time I saw Dizzy was quite a few years later. I saw Charlie Parker a few times in smaller clubs, but I didn't see Dizzy until some years later. But then I finally met him, and I think I met him. I met him somewhere and got to know him a little bit, and he was great fun.
Yeah.